This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, hello. Happy hump day. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. No, Joe didn't do anything weird and do anything that's going to change his voice. No, I'm Andrea Kay filling in tonight for Joe, and what big shoes to fill. So thank you all for joining me, and I hope you're going to stay with me for the next 3 hours because I hope I'm going to do right by my man, Joe. I think I've got a great show lined up for you and for Joe here tonight. Hey, but if you want to call in, I've got some amazing guests coming on in the next 3 hours. Everybody's been talking the last few days and talking a lot today, especially about what's going on with Paul Ryan and why is Trump striking deals with the devil on the left and all that. Well, you know what? You know who else is striking a little fear on the part of the GOP establishment and Paul Ryan? It's his upcoming challenger in 2018 election, and that's Paul Nehlen. He's going to be with me coming up here in a few minutes. You don't want to miss that. Later on in the show, we've also got a little update on a story that was yesterday's anniversary. Wasn't yesterday September 12th? I think it was. Well, you know what? Monday was a huge anniversary, September 11th, but yesterday was also a very important anniversary involving four Americans in Benghazi. And we have a man who's kind of blowing the lid off of some old talking points with Benghazi. You know, Hillary's got this book tour out, What Happened? Well, you know what? There's still a lot of unanswered questions about what happened in Benghazi. And I've got a guest with some new information as to what happened with security on the ground in Benghazi. You're going to want to stay tuned for him. And then rounding out later in the show, in the 8 o'clock hour, we got my buddy all the way from the East Coast, Julio Rivera, is going to be here talking about some injustice. And not just with Benghazi, but some injustice still involving Hillary Clinton, though, and also involving Democrats. I don't know if y'all heard some other late-breaking news involving Debbie Wasserman Schultz today. So we've got an amazing story coming up later on the show with Julio Rivera. Would love to have you involved in the show, though. So if you want to get involved with us, a few ways to do that. Give us a call here. I would love to hear from any and all of you out there. The number is 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. You can also watch and listen at therealside.com, as well as I think Facebook Live is happening right now. So keep those comments. Oh, well, is it happening yet, Miss Thing, over there? On their end. Okay, so keep watching out there. Right. In the meantime, give us a looky at therealside.com, and also give me a call here at 855-732-5563. I am Andrea Kay. And what happened? You know, we got Miss Hillary going all around on her book tour, charging $2,400, by the way, if you want to do a little VIP, if you want to shake her hand. You know, last night we had Holly Weird out here doing a telethon. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up in the show as well. But at least they were trying to raise money for the victims. Hillary, all she's trying to do, in true Hillary fashion, is actually raise money for herself on the book tour while she goes around pitching what happened. I mean, the audacity of her and the arrogance of her to have obviously felt so entitled to the job that she feels like the American people are out there wondering and waiting to read hundreds of pages of her explanation for why they rejected her. Hey, Hillary, we already know why we rejected you. We don't need you to try to tell us why, what the explanations were. We know what happened. The American voter happened. But it kind of dawned on me there's been so much talk about Hillary Clinton and her excuses that it kind of dawned on me that she's not the first to come up with a what happened tour. Okay, the Republican Party has kind of been doing the same thing for over 8 years now. They're actually worse than Hillary. They're actually even worse than the never-ending farewell tour that Cher tried to perpetrate on the American people years ago. Remember where she went round and round and round across the country multiple times pretending she was going to go away and then she kept showing back up like a bad penny? Well, that's kind of what the Republicans have been doing with their What Happened tour now. And it actually goes back. It's even more than just the 8 years during the Obama administration. John McCain did his own What Happened tour when he handed over the presidency in 2008 to a Marxist that the American people knew nothing about. He refused to hold President Obama accountable for what we did know about his history, his ties to Marxists and communists, his ties to domestic terrorists. And John McCain, what was his what happened to her? What was his excuses? He tried to blame Sarah Palin for it. Remember that? Then we had 8 years of the Republicans coming up with every excuse, and 8 years worth of what happened to her. From the, well, from 2008 to 2010, it was, well, we just don't have any power. Y'all got to give us the House. So enter the Tea Party, taxed enough already. The Republicans did nothing to keep the Tea Party from being painted as the racist group that they were not. But the Tea Party ushered in and gave the power to the Republican Party in the House. And what did the GOP do? For the next 2 years, we heard a what happened tour of excuses for why they couldn't get anything done since they held, even though they held the purse strings and the power of the purse at the House. Okay, well, we said we'll stand behind them. They said, well, we need the White House. And then what did they do? They gave us Mitt Romney in 2012, who did an even worse job going up against President Obama than John McCain did in 2008. Because who did we have in 2012? We had the man who was the architect of Obamacare. So then of course, we had to endure Mitt Romney for you know, at least a couple months with his what happened tour. So then the Republican Party, again, with the excuses in 2014, said, well, you got to give us the Senate. If we have the Senate, then we'll have both houses of Congress. We'll be able to get something done. And, of course, they didn't. Of course, they betrayed the voter. In 2014, it wasn't just the Republicans who gave the Senate to the GOP. It was Democrats and it was independents. And it was for two things. It was for Obamacare. And it was because the wave after DACA, it was the wave of unaccompanied minors and others coming across our southern border. It became clear to the American people, on top of the fact it wasn't just an immigration issue with our southern border. We also had Fort Hood. We had the Boston bombing situation. We had terrorist attacks happening here on our soil. And we had an American president doing nothing to stop it. So the what happened tour has been going on for 8 years. Then they said, give us the White House. So you know what? In 2016, the American people gave the White House to the Republican Party, but they did it to an outsider. They gave it to an outsider. And we've had 8 months now of continued what happened excuses for why they still haven't fulfilled any promises. When we come back, we're going to talk to Paul Nehlen, who's going to explain how he's going to get some control back and actually get some stuff happening. Paul Nehlen, right here when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Oh.
Ow. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. Thank you for playing me some smooth groove. Tammy Messina in the house, keeping the wheels going. Yeah, you, woo, woo, woo. Hey, I'm so glad to be sitting in tonight for Joe, and thank you all out there. It looks like the Facebook live feed is up and running, and I appreciate everybody who's out there watching. Hey, Donna and Robert and Art. Got to say hi to my bud CV and to Joseph Aiello. Love you guys. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, in addition to keeping the conversation rolling there on the Facebook live feed, hey, how about giving me a call a little bit? And in fact, before you do that, though, well, here's the number, 855-732-5563. Keep that number. Call me a little bit later on the show. Right now, I've got an amazing guest. His name is Paul Nalen. I told you guys about him at the top of the show. He's a rhino hunter. He's going to be going after Paul Ryan in the upcoming election in 2018. Before you call in the show, I want you to post any questions you have for Paul in terms of what his strategy is, for going after Paul Ryan, what he thinks he's going to bring to the situation. How does he think he's going to do better for the GOP and for the American voters? I'm curious what your questions are for Paul. And joining me now on the show is the Rhino Hunter himself, Paul Nehlen. Hey, welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
Okay, so today, it seems as though Paul Ryan, I don't know, today is one thing, tomorrow's going to be another. It seems like one day he's completely open in terms of his undermining President Trump, which is, to me, undermining the American people, including the Republican Party. But then tomorrow he's going to do something to make it appear as though he is on board with trying to honor and fulfill promises. You know, after 8 years of the Republican Party, not just Paul Ryan, making a lot of promises that they failed to keep. I said at the opening of the show that it's been 8 years of a what happened. Hillary's going around with her excuse book, what happened. Well, we've had 8 years of the what happened tour with the Republican Party. Where are you at yourself in terms of President Trump saying, you know what? You had 8 years, you guys didn't do it. You've had 8 months. I'm now going to cross the aisle, and I'm going to work with Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to have these people over to the White House to talk about tax reform. I'm going to have four Republicans and eight Democrats. What do you think about that?
Well, I think President Trump is doing the best that he can, given we've got a Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican presidency, and you would think that this would be easy peasy, right? We could all kick back. We worked hard to get President Trump elected. And look, we worked hard from the jump when Obama was elected. You know, this nobody senator was elected, and we're seeing, some of us conservatives are seeing this Reverend Jeremiah Wright, seeing all sorts of things that don't add up, and they pushed through Obamacare in, was it March of 2010? And what happened in November? We took the House back, flipped 63 seats, and we've got these guys, including Paul Ryan, saying, you just got to get us more people in Congress. We'll get rid of Obamacare. We'll get rid of it. We'll get rid of it. They run two terrible candidates in 2012, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. Fast forward to 2014. They tell us, just give us the Senate and we'll get rid of Obamacare. Just give us the Senate. We give them the Senate. They pass a bunch of full repeal bills, knowing full well that it won't get rid of it. We finally reject the 16 rhinos that they put up for us, and we elect Donald Trump, right? And what happens? All of a sudden, the masks are being pulled off. Speaker Ryan has no intention of working with President Trump whatsoever. He will play whatever game he can to fool the American public, to fool the Wisconsin electorate here. I call them the payroll pundits because they won't say anything bad about Paul Ryan. In fact, many of them won't even have me on their show. You would think that the conservatives here in Wisconsin would have me on the show and say, hey, we've got a guy who wants to work on our behalf. No. Paul Ryan brings a lot of money back to the district and spreads it around here. So it's difficult for an insurgent candidate. It really is. And so God bless President Trump for being the penultimate outsider insurgent candidate who came in and was working on our behalf. Of course I would work with Democrats on anything that makes sense, like a border wall, like a 12% or 15% tax rate, which would bring a flood of foreign companies to build factories on American soil. Of course I would reach across the aisle and work on things like that, on deporting illegal immigrants. I'd love to work with Democrats on that. Stopping the refugee racket. I'd love to work with Democrats on that. Defunding Planned Parenthood, I'd love to work with Democrats on doing that. I don't think that they would want to work with me on a lot of those things. But here's something. National reciprocity, right? I believe that I should be able to protect myself here in Wisconsin, here in my house, or in my office, or in my front yard, or my backyard, or wherever I am in Wisconsin, or the other 40 or so states with my out of state concealed carry weapon license. But why can't I step foot on every bit of soil that is the United States? Well, because Paul Ryan won't push through a national reciprocity law mm-hmm. that over 80 people have co-sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. My son lives in D.C. He's an intellectual property attorney uh-huh. in D.C., very smart young man. I can't take my weapon to go visit him. Why yeah. not? Right?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, I mean, the argument, I guess, is that, you know, the Republican Party pushes centralized government when it's convenient. Then they also want to, you know, push, oh, well, we're really still for, you know, being a republic of states and states' rights when it's convenient. But you mentioned something, if you're just tuning in, by the way, this is The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm filling in for him tonight. I'm Andrea Kay, and I am talking to Paul Nehlen, the Rhino Ryan Hunter in Wisconsin. I want to back up, though, to something you said that I thought was
sure.
interesting. You said the Republican Party has been unmasked. And I'm glad you said that, because I get a little tired when I hear excuses for the Republican Party in the form of, well, they're just weak and they're just too scared. I say that that's not the case. I say that the reality is that they have been unmasked for the fact that we now pretty much have a one-party system where both parties play a game to try to pretend that the Republicans try to pretend that they're different than the Democrats, and that's why they make these promises on the campaign trail that involve limited government, lower taxes, repealing Obamacare, but then they have an opportunity to do it and they don't. And it's not about being fearful. They're certainly not fearful to speak out and say things that are insulting to the American people and, you know, undermine President Trump. And so I think that they have been unmasked. And unfortunately, there's not enough people like you. I'm wondering how one person like yourself is going to be able to change things and change the tide, or how many more of Paul Nehlen's do we need? So I'm hoping you're going to stick with us for the next segment and answer that question. Can you come back with us?
Absolutely, Andrew. Thanks.
All right. Stay tuned. We got more with Paul Nehlen on the other side of the break. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. More coming right back up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Joe Messina, I am Andrea Kay, filling in tonight for Joe. Big shoes to fill, and I'm super excited to be here with you all. Hey, whether you're watching, thank you if you're watching on Facebook Live, but also thank you if you're at TheRealSide.com and participate in the chat feed. There are great comments on both sides. I want to read one here because waiting on the line is Paul Nalen, who's the Rhino Hunter. He's going to be going after Paul Ryan in the 2018 election. And, you know, the question about whether or not to reelect any Republicans or whether or not to just oust the Rhinos, what do we do in 2018 is the question that a lot of people have had. Because, you know what, the Republican Party has been unmasked. They've proven to us that at least most of them have proven that the ones that have been in office for a while, that we can't trust their campaign promises. What do we do as voters? You know, Paul Nalen is a great candidate. I've got him on the line. But Paul, before I get into some specifics on policy, you know, the GOP voters are disheartened. They feel completely betrayed. They're wondering why in the world should they ever vote for any other Republican again, especially, okay, you're great. Where you stand on policies may be great, but can one guy make a difference?
Well, absolutely one guy can make a difference. I mean, you look, I just wrote a new book, just came out, called Wage the Battle, and it's been described as a handbook for Trump Republicans. And I've never run for office before in my life. That last time I ran was the first time I ran, and I ran to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that trade deal was negotiated for over half a decade by 12 nations. And if I was asked a question about anything, taxes, about border security, it didn't matter what the question was, somehow I worked in an answer that took shots at Trans-Pacific Partnership and told the truth about Trans-Pacific Partnership. I didn't have to lie about it. I told the truth about it. That was bad enough. And so, yes, absolutely one person can make a difference. Look at Kelly Ward out in Arizona running for Jeff Flake's seat. Look at look in Virginia at Corey Stewart running for Tim Kaine's seat. There's two great Senate candidates right there. Maxine Waters' seat is being challenged right now by Omar Navarro out in California. I during the break between my race and announcing again, or actually between my race and the presidential election, I worked hard for President Trump, very hard for him to get him elected. I met him before his election, and he was very complimentary to me and my race. And I talk about meeting him in the book. I'm telling you, I would crawl across broken glass for that guy because he is an America First candidate.
And yeah, excuse me for interrupting. I'm really glad you mentioned that because I think that, you know, to all the people that are hysterical right now that he did what he did, he reached across the aisle to work with Schumer and Pelosi to get the
relief bill done and, you know, raise the debt ceiling for three more months. You know, it to me, that was somebody who doesn't have an R or a D after his name. He's got an A after his name. He's an American. But what do you say to those people who say, like the Weekly Standard did an article against my friend Kurt Schlichter and said, oh, you know, the Trumpism, these are, you know, this is Trumpism. It's not conservatism, and it's destroying the Republican Party and destroying conservatism. I say that they betrayed conservatism. There hasn't been any conservatism, which is why Trump got elected in the first place. What do you say to those people that say, like the Weekly Standard, that say Trumpism is killing the Republican Party?
Oh, what they're saying, that, you know, in fact, the Weekly Standard suggested that the people who they formerly referred to as conservatives, the Paul Ryans and the Mitt Romneys, they start calling themselves liberals. They actually said this because they said, look, we're liberal on immigration, we're liberal on trade, we ought to start calling ourselves liberals. Mm-hmm. And I was jumping up and down, cheering, saying, yes, please do it. We all have been calling you liberals. You know, here's the thing. You're right. They are not conserving anything. What are they conserving? Our history, our holidays, our statues. I mean, liberals are attacking inanimate objects, right, to create division in the country.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we've got the Muslim Brotherhood, Islam on the march, trying to put Sharia in every corner of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It defies logic. And look, President Trump did what he did. And you know what? Speaker Ryan stormed out of that meeting, found the first microphone he could find, and he went on a rampage like a petulant child. Mm-hmm. What he could have done was within the law. He could have said to McConnell, I'm not bringing up this bill for a vote. We are mm-hmm. not going to vote on a three-part piece of legislation, which would have mm-hmm. been Hurricane Harvey, the debt ceiling, and the continuing resolution to fund the government through December. He could have said,
mm-hmm.
I'm not bringing it for a vote. I want three separate bills, and we'll vote on three separate bills. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that because he is a spineless jellyfish. Paul Ryan and many people in Congress who I call the Uniparty are spineless jellyfish. They have a badge on their chest that's either an R or a D, and it means nothing. It means nothing. It is a U. It's the Uniparty. And you're right to say President Trump has an A on his badge, America, because that's who he's fighting for.
Yeah, and you know what? Didn't these people know that September was coming and that there was going to be a need to do something with the debt ceiling? What was Paul Ryan's plan? Now we've got Mitch McConnell coming out today. There, you know, Trump is like, we got to get something done with tax reform, and McConnell comes out today and says, well, we're not even going to get to that to 2018. What, you know? And then it comes back to the 2018 election. Why in the world would anybody continue to vote Republican? People might come and vote for you, but who's going to go and vote for any of these rhinos again? And so, you know, it might end up being that somebody like yourself gets elected, but we end up losing the majority.
I don't think we'll lose the majority. Here's the thing.
You know,
people need to vote. You need to vote for Republican. You need to vote for the most conservative in the race. If that's mm-hmm. an insurgent, you're going to see a bunch more people step up and say that they're making a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, and here's how I know it. Between my last election and now, I have been working behind the scenes in districts, in congressional districts, to make sure that there were challengers to these rhino establishment in leadership and in the general population of Congress. And so I am telling you, God is my witness, there are going to be some awesome challengers to these mm-hmm. dopes that we have in there right now. The country's not going to move more towards the liberal left. It's not. It simply is not.
Well, they're certainly not with Hillary going around with her what happened. I love it. I say keep going, Hillary, because every time she goes and does another interview where she's blaming Russia and she's blaming Bernie Sanders and she's blaming her hairstylist and whoever put her in that in that carpet looking, you know, it just reminds everybody why she lost. Let's get into some policies because the American people wanted a few things. They wanted tax reform. They wanted lower taxes, lower corporate taxes. They wanted basically all of Trump's campaign promises to be fulfilled. Trump said, we're going to have a border wall, and we're going to stop the illegal immigration. We're going to stop these sanctuary cities. He said, we're going to stop the importation of radical Islam through the refugee program. He said, we're going to stop these bad trade deals. He also said that we were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. From a policy standpoint, Ted Cruz came out today and said that, you know, he wants to work with President Trump, and he wants something fair and simple and flat. Where are you with what they should be doing right now on taxes?
Oh, I firmly believe we need tax reform. As I said before, I think we ought to have a 12% corporate tax. We will make it up on volume. We don't need to make it up on the margin. We will have so many companies relocate to the United States. We have the biggest market. We have all the leverage. If we put the tax situation correct, big companies and small companies and medium-sized companies will explode in this country. It will be magnificent. And look, we need automation in this country. We need it desperately in this country in the dairy sector, and in the agricultural sector. You don't see countries like Australia importing hundreds of thousands of illegal workers into their shores. No, they automate. They same thing with Japan. Japan has a declining birth rate, and they are not importing more people. They're automating more. I would much rather subsidize automation of our businesses and our factories if we had to spend money to do something, rather than bring in chain migration of anchor babies and other cultures. Look, I love other cultures. My wife's Latina, right? And her whole family has never taken a dime from the federal government.
Right.
They work hard. They love this country. They speak English, and they are absolutely against illegals coming into this country. And the plurality come from Mexico. But now I was talking to somebody in Southern California the other day. They're like, there are so many illegal Chinese in this country now. They're coming in. They're coming in through Mexico, and it's got to be stopped. And so, President Trump, his first Monday in office, signed us out of Trans-Pacific Partnership. He got in Gorsuch. He signed us out of the Paris Accords. I firmly believe we are going to get tax reform at some point. I'm okay if we don't. If we don't get tax reform with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and we get it with two other leaders in Congress, I think we'd be better off.
Right.
I think if we get it with Paul Ryan, it's going to
somehow
ruin us.
Well, you know what, Paul? I got to interrupt. Can you stick with me for one more segment? Because I wanted to ask you about DACA. I want to ask you about sanctuary cities. Can you stick with me one more segment?
Love to.
All right. Stay tuned. More Real Side with Joe Messina right after the break.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of...
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay, having a great time in here in the underground bunker. In an undisclosed location, hanging out here with Tammy Messina, who's keeping the wheels going here tonight. Thank you for that. Hey, sorry out there that the Facebook Live doesn't seem to be cooperating, but I'm certainly enjoying all the comments over at TheRealSide.com, and I'm especially enjoying my time with a candidate for the U.S. Senate for the state of Wisconsin, challenging Rhino Paul Ryan in the 2018 election. Paul Nayland, thanks for being with me tonight. Okay, before the break, we were talking about taxes. I do think that the GOP will get tax reform done. I don't think it's going to be until 2018, because McConnell doesn't seem to have any sense of urgency for anything. But what do you think is going to happen with the border wall?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's going to get built. Is it going to get built right away? Not if Paul Ryan has anything to say about it. I just saw reporting today that he is adamantly against it, and he basically says only one person wants it. Well, that is absurd. President Trump wouldn't be President Trump if we didn't all want a wall. Mm-hmm. I stood in many a rally myself, shouting 10 feet higher. So yeah. I know for a fact there are people around this country who want that wall. Because you can't effectively deport somebody from this country without a means to keep them out. Mm-hmm. You can't. It's a simple fact. They're like a boomerang. If they want to get back into this country, they can get back into this country. A very good friend of mine, Dan Golvach, lost his son, Spencer, an illegal, four-time previously deported illegal alien, rolled up to him at a red light. Spencer was sitting there minding his own business, and this guy used Spencer's head as target practice. And he was shot dead in the same neighborhood that Dan grew up in. And so I know Laura Wilkerson, her son Josh, was beaten and tortured and murdered, tied up, drug out into the middle of a field and lit on fire. So, you know, when you know parents who have gone through things like that, I could regale you of all sorts of awful stories that I won't. But that reaction, that's the reaction that all Americans should have. And whenever you have empathy for someone, it should be for those families who will never be reunited. Okay?
But you know what, Paul? We've got California that now has become a sanctuary state. Why is it that we have liberals that have empathy, but they have empathy for the felon, the felonious illegal aliens, like the one that had been deported 15 times before he hit a child in San Diego who now has brain damage? Or, you know, the guy who killed Kate Steinle? I mean, I don't understand the mental disorder that is involved with liberals. It's got to be that their mental disorder involves just such a lust for power and wanting to transform us into their Marxist society, that they just don't care about the Americans who were raped and murdered by illegals that are coming across. It's insane to me.
It's not just liberals, though. Look at Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan argued back in the 90s against Prop 187 in California. California used to be a reliably Republican state, very conservative state, wonderful place. Paul Ryan wrote a 4,000-word op-ed excoriating Californians and Americans in general for Prop 187. He's absolutely the most open borders, worker-unfriendly member of Congress. He would give your job away to a foreigner in a heartbeat.
Yeah, this is the guy who's used almost the same exact language as Hillary Clinton when he said that I don't see myself just as a member of Congress representing Americans, but I equally represent citizens out of India. You know, he says he only knows one person who wants a wall. Yeah, I guess it's Paul Ryan himself when he had a wall built around his house. He is just such nothing but a hypocrite and a liar and a liberal. And I, for the life of me, I don't know how in the world the Republican Party drummed Boehner out and then stuck him in as, you know, Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I was really shocked by that. You know, I knew people on the inside who were saying when Ryan was on TV and he was saying, you know, I really don't want this. I go home every weekend with my family. They were already moving furniture, literally moving furniture. They were giving people raises and they were moving furniture because he is full of it. And
liar.
And he's thirsty for power. He feels like right now he is in a kind of a shadow presidency where he is usurping our election results, and it's infuriating. So I really want, if your folks listening or I don't know if they're able to watch, you're saying on the Facebook Live, go to my website, go to Elect Nealon, N-E-H-L-E-N, go to electnealon.com, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Gab. I'm at P-N-E-H-L-E-N, first initial, last name. I just put a video today out. I did a Facebook Live, and I exposed a video that was done here in Wisconsin in 2013. Paul Ryan was speaking to a group of Dreamers. You have to see this video. Somebody locally videotaped this, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported on it, sitting out on Facebook. And I discovered this video and put it out there and said, look, Paul Ryan is encouraging lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
He is encouraging people to break our laws and come into this country as illegal aliens. And it's his own words. I'm not putting words in his mouth. Nobody's making him say this stuff.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. He is an open border amnesty guy. I'm glad that you were one of the big key voices in raising awareness as to the TPP, which involved you know, court systems giving over, you know, legal rights to other to a foreign body. That was a horrible deal, and that involved a lot of secrecy and involving the TPP. What a lot of people, you know, I hope I got to go and watch that video now. But I also want everybody to not only watch that video but also learn more about you, because you are a very accomplished businessman. When you talk about the dangers of the TPP, these bad trade deals, when you talk about taxes and automation, you know. Business. You know what we need to jumpstart the economy, which was also one reason why the American voter voted for a businessman, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, if you go to my LinkedIn page, you can look. I started out literally in a factory at 18 years old, going to school at night for my engineering degree. I was on the Get Your Engineering Degree at Night in 10 Years program. And in fact, towards the end of it, I married a woman who had kids in junior high getting ready to go into high school, and I was paying for them to go to college while I was going to college at night. The older boy got into Dartmouth and the younger boy got into Vanderbilt. And so, you know, I know how to work hard and, grit and determination. I've run factories all over the United States, all over Europe, the Middle East and Africa, China, Mexico, Canada. I've been very, very blessed by God and successful in my business career. You go to my LinkedIn page and look at what people wrote in those recommendations. Such kind words. I love being competitive and successful in business. And you know, seeing my employees grow and be promoted and go on to do other things in other businesses and still stay in touch with them. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And so, you know, I want that for this country. I want that for everybody's kids and grandkids and great grandkids and the, you know, we'll never know. We'll never meet them, but I want them to have been handed a country that's better than when we had it. So.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You know, we became the greatest nation on the, is the free market capitalist system, does that mean that everybody's going to prosper and be wealthy? No. But it still provides the greatest amount of prosperity for the greatest number of people than any other system in the world. You were talking about automation earlier and how you think that that's a solution for a lot of things. Well, in Hawaii, they're touting the evils of automation and talking about how because of incoming automation, that's a reason to have guaranteed income. The left is always pushing to destroy our capitalist system and replace it with some form of ism, socialism, Marxism, etc. And, you know, that is... Too many Americans don't really understand the beauty. They don't even understand the economy at all. They don't understand what free market capitalism is, let alone the value of it and why it's the greatest system in the world. In the 2 minutes we have left, can you share with everybody why our system of the economy is the best, why it's not evil to want to protect it and keep businesses here, and why President Trump is the right person to lead that?
Well, our system, the capitalist system, is responsive. And meaning, it's a demand-based system. In a communist or socialist, it is, they try to plan it out. You can't plan it out. People can't plan their week or their month out. You're going to plan all of the myriad of hundreds of trillions of different possible combinatorial things that could happen. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Capitalism works because it's demand-based. And if a new, product or process or, comes onto the scene, then people move to that. If they decide they're early adopters or they see they're late adopters or they're in the middle of the road, they can make those choices for themselves. When government gets involved and tries to decide for you, like on the case of Obamacare, or what their revisionist idea of Obamacare was, Paul Ryan's revisionist idea, they wanted to tell you what a health care plan needs to look like. I don't need to be told that. You don't need to be told that. And as far as these liberals go, the ism that they are guilty of is lazyism. And basically turning away from God, because you know, in the Bible it tells you got to work hard. You're expected to work hard. You're the hands and feet of God, and you are expected to work hard. And when they don't, they want it given to them. And so you know, I pray for those people to get moving in the right direction. And
well, you know what?
Got
to interrupt you, Paul Neyland. We pray for you to win in 2018. Last time, how can people see you? Where should they go?
Go to electneyland.com, electnehlen.com, and on social media at P. Neyland.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. And you guys, thanks for listening. Don't go anywhere. More Real Side coming up.